The letter was sent in late August to several businesses in Carbondale, including Batch, Bonfire, and Carbondale Arts. But Amy Kimberly, director of Carbondale Arts, told KDNK it all started at a Coffee with the Mayor event one morning shortly after Mountain Fair.
The Tuesday right after Mountain Fair, Dan has his Coffee with the Mayor at the Village Smithy. And Dr. Housie came to him then. He was very upset. He wanted to know who sanctioned the gay sex tent at Mountain Fair.
The gay sex tent.
He was talking of the Rainbow Lounge. My first reaction was, we had a gay sex tent? But we deducted that it was the Rainbow Lounge, which is essentially a shade structure where anyone is welcome. It's just an all-inclusive space.
Now, the man she mentioned identified himself as Dr. Kurt Housie at the August 10th Town Trustee meeting.
I'm Dr. Kurt Housie. I'm here in Carbondale. And I apologize.
Where he presented portions of the very same letter that was sent to Carbondale businesses.
The overview, by keeping Main Street and all of Carbondale free of sexuality in all its forms, we can keep it G-rated in the literal sense, which provides a safe and comfortable environment for children and their families for generations to come.
Mayor Dan Richardson did not attend the August 10th meeting, but his description of the man who spoke with him over coffee fit the guy who spoke at the meeting.
Reddish hair, pretty full beard. He was wearing a Ralph Lauren baseball hat and possibly a Ralph Lauren vest. I think I recall a little bit of a southern accent.
So even though the letter was sent anonymously and with a return address of Carbondale Town Hall, Amy Kimberly and others believe the sender to be the man who identified himself as Dr. Kurt Housie. The two-page letter questions the pride flag, among other things, and how public display of the rainbow symbol is akin to dangling sexuality in front of children. In fact, the letter seems to focus on sex, including bondage, discipline, dominance, submission, and sadomasochistic or BDSM practices, and how pride flags should not be displayed in town.
The main reason to keep Carbondale Street's events and all public domains G-rated is to avoid discrimination of minors and curb, of course, adult versus child polarization in a community. Because when things are kept G-rated, we'll call it, like a movie, they're for all ages. Nobody feels they shouldn't go, can't go, whatever it is.
What practice, exactly is a G-rated street?
Again, Amy Kimberly.
I feel like what he is trying to do, were it something we agreed with or not, is virtually impossible to create in any way. And not only would it be impossible to create, but it would be impossible to manage. You know, if what happens if a heterosexual couple is walking down the street holding hands and they stop and kiss? Is that okay? If they were a gay couple and they were walking down the street and they stopped and kissed, would that be okay? Or would that not be okay? So unfortunately, the idea of a G-rated street is just some dream that this man has concocted.
Allie Sangley, co-owner of Batch on Main Street in downtown Carbondale, said she's concerned about what appears to be a veiled threat at the end of the letter.
Consider a sentiment shared by all parents. If an adult is found to have a sexually related discussion with our child, the police will be the least of their worries.
What does that say to you?
Well, that's not a sentiment shared by me, and I'm a parent. As a business owner, I have been known to celebrate our pride community. I've been known to host events. I have been known to fly a flag in the window. I guess I'm more open than some other businesses in that sense. And so I took that as sort of a direct threat to us.
The letter also mentioned Gay for Good, a nationwide group that promotes inclusiveness and community volunteering. Steve Mills is the co-founder of the Rocky Mountains chapter of Gay for Good. He says the letter misrepresents the organization, as well as the Rainbow Lounge at Mountain Fair.
It was created by Carbondale Arts in conjunction with Gay for Good so that we would have a safe space for anybody that identified any letter under the rainbow would have a place to go and hang out.
He says local youth need a space to be comfortable with themselves, which is one of the main purposes of the Pride Parade.
And that was created by the Gender Sexuality Alliance at Carbondale Middle School. And they really wanted to celebrate diversity. They wanted to have their own day to go out and be who they are and really foster that inclusion and diversity in our town.
Mills adds that even though not everyone is supportive of the LGBTQ community and their allies, Gay for Good has created strong partnerships in the Roaring Fork Valley.
We've partnered with churches, we've partnered with middle schools, high schools, we've partnered with environmental groups, whether it's painting a school or feeding the homeless or repairing a trail. And we haven't had any pushback from any group we've ever partnered with.
As for the letter, Ali Sangley says she will not be deterred from flying the pride flag.
As we know, we have a really colorful community here, and it seems that the letter has inspired most of us to be even louder than before.
For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.